Hi, this is a dictation for May Carney, MAECARNEY. Date of service is 1/11/2023. Date of birth is 3/26/93. Date of accident is 1/18/2022. May Carney is here for a follow-up evaluation. Initially, she was involved in an automobile accident on 1/18/2022, where she was a restrained driver and was hit on the driver's side. She hit the driver's side of another car when the other car did not stop on a stop sign. This caused her headaches along with dizziness, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, fearful of the event, nausea, and pain episodes, especially focusing in the left side of the neck and left side of the lower back and the right knee. Initially, both knees were involved, but then the pain has continued in the left knee mostly. Currently, her neck pain is completely gone, and pain is in the left lower part of the back, especially focusing on left SI joint and also into the shooting down to the left posterior part of the buttock and the thigh up to the knee. These are from a scale of 1 to 10, 4 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 in a day. And ADLs are not severely affected. She reports that medications helps, physical therapy has helped, and laser treatment is also helping her. Almost 70 to 80% pain is resolved, and she is able to go back to work. Her sleep is affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 among ADLs. Rest of them are not. In the system review in neurology and psych, there is no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, memory problem, vision problem, balance problem. There is no history of any blackout seizures, no anxiety, depression, panic. She's resuming pretty good. In the pain and numbness, patient has pain in the left hip, and the lower back, and some difficulty walking, along with numbness of the left leg and lower back stiffness. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach, and blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there's no incontinence of the urine. You can see painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there's no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report there is no changes in the pain level, except there is improvement in overall 70%, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none, substance abuse none, compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 147 over 80, pulse is 84, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will come from previous visit of 12/14/2022, dictation number 1221-088. With the following modification in her findings, is as follows. The general review is the same, but musculoskeletal examination is as follows. Inspection and palpations is the same. Spine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Paravertebral muscle hypertonicity, none. Slight tenderness in the left sacroiliac joint. Range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal at forward flexion 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation 80. In the lumbar spine, the range of motion is completely normal with forward flexion 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion 30, and rotation is 30 bilaterally. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are also as follows. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative. Lerman test negative, distraction test negative, Soto Hall test is negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test and slump test are negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative, split leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg rest test is negative, Breger test is negative, Kemp test is negative, the Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, there is a mild tenderness at the left sacroiliac joint still present, and the Faber test and Gonsalin test are positive on the left side. However, compression test, dissection tests are negative, Tendelberg sign is negative. The extremities examination is completely unremarkable, gait is normal, diagnosis are the same. Plan of care is to advise the patient to take following medication, which is meloxicam, 15 milligrams once a day for anti-inflammatory, Acefex for 20 milligrams for stomach pain, Tramadol, 50 milligrams twice a day for pain relief, Wellbutrin, 150 milligram twice a day for depression, Xanax, 1 milligram twice a day for anxiety, and pregabalin or Lyrica, 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. The patient is also advised to do, has been referred to psychiatrist for her ongoing anxiety and depression. She has been advised about laser treatment. She has been advised about infrared device. She is being advised physical therapy once a week. If the therapist provides a physical therapy evaluation and recertification, and patient provides an affidavit for further therapy, I will do it. Otherwise, physical therapy will be canceled from next month onward. She's continuing work at a limited, at a light duty, 7 hours, 6 days, 10 pounds lifting limit. Her maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed, and the patient is otherwise stable. Home treatment have been advised, from stretching, soaking in a warm water, to yoga, and jumping on a high bar to stretch the spine, all of them. Thank you.